This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School District is hoping to have residents change state lawmakers' decision not to increase the budget for the State Office of School Security. Attorney General Josh Call held a news conference in Oshkosh West, saying an increase in funds is crucial to give schools the tools they need to combat school violence. The Oshkosh Fire Department is using Webster Stanley School this week for practice. The school is empty and will be demolished later this year to make way for the new Menominee School. The Oshkosh City Council has decided to hold off on using Unity and Community funds to sponsor the upcoming Dragon Boat races at the Leach. Promoters are still hoping for $4,800 for the event coming up in September. The council also decided not to renew a liquor license for Red's Pizza that closed a couple years ago. A dedication for the new plaque of the Chief Oshkosh statue at Menominee Park will be held tomorrow morning at 10. The Oshkosh Public Museum staff worked with Menominee tribal leaders on the verbiage on the plaque after some complained it was incomplete and others said it was racist. Page 2, the August Rodin exhibit at the Payne Art Center and Gardens opens up this weekend. The French sculptor's work will be featured through the summer. The display of Rodin's work is the only one in Wisconsin this year. The Oshkosh Police Department has released video of a woman allegedly stealing plants from Menominee Park. The woman drives up in an SUV and makes off with flowers and more. Anyone with any information is asked to call the Oshkosh Police Department. Thanks to a couple of generous donations, seniors are learning more about technology at the Senior Center. AT&T donated $10,000. Another donation of $25,000 came from a foundation. Seniors learn more about the Internet, Zoom calls, emails, and possible scams. Waterfest 37 starts rocking the Fox tonight. Waterfest is Wisconsin's best community series. Tonight, Grand Union opens up. Steely Dan is in the slot, and Bob Snyder will be the headliner. As we always say, you can't make them all unless you make the first. In sports, a busy weekend on Lake Winnebago. The Battle on Bago comes up with $135,000 in prize money and better than 340 boats involved. And some sad news here. The passing of a legend, referee Bernie Baraboo. He died yesterday. Baraboo officiated both nationally and locally for many, many years. He was also a very, very good person. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.